Yo, check this out. This is Fresh Get Out the China Man with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the Blunt Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C. Murder.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Busy Bomb.
Vice Womp.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Brand.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is a show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records reveal that addition to rappers are coming up, get them put on. We need to the platform to fight the main. The show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on screen and follow up wizards.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing and mastering, graphics and shadow design. Check out the archives and hundreds of shows. Buddy, you kind of viewed it, did everything free to download and stream. Oh yeah, we deserve the real review.
Unstoppable, we beat, we brought up, it's we represent. All them killers on the mic and we should love to all you fans. We keep the focus, bringing nothing but the rhythm, to come and tune into the dopest.
I'm a man-made guy, crazy, knocking all you rappers off. It's underground society, it's genius of life, dog. Hip-hop AD, represent for the legends. Rapping mumble rappers, so we ain't sitting on the hips. Two-pocket beats, dreaming, thank you for the bliss. It's a murder master music show. Free the homie gangsta bro. I see these rappers on these streets, I got my job about to blow. Stay up on that raw shit, uncut street shit.
Vanilla song, I see you feeding for the show. Let's get the drum, let's get it on.
How it was to grow up in Brooklyn, and since your first stage and all that, how it was to grow up there?
It was fun. I mean, we did all aspects of hip hop as kids. I wrote graffiti. I was a dancer. I DJ'd. I rapped. Those were all things that we did in our neighborhood, and it was fun to do. It was competition because you always wanted to be better than whoever else was doing it. Battling and all of that kind of stuff. But it was a learning experience, and it got me ready for being an adult and being in hip hop as an artist.
Do you remember the first hip hop song you ever heard in your life?
Oh, definitely. It was a song called King Tim the Third, Fatback Band, and it was the first time I heard rap on a song, and I didn't know what it was, but I thought it sounded cool. And then maybe a few months later or a year later or so, then I heard Sugar Hill Gang. Sugar Hill Gang. But absolutely, yeah. Fatback Band, King Tim III was the song.
Okay. You started with the Juice Crew, with the Symphony, with Craig G, G-Rap, Daddy Kane, DJ Polo. Tell us about, at this time, of the Bridge Wars. Marley Mann and the disc with KRS and this time with the Bridge Wars. Can you tell us about this time, this era?
That era, I wasn't even down yet. I hadn't even met Marley Mann yet. When KRS and MC Shan were battling, I was just a regular kid going to hip hop shows, listening to the records. But like, I had not met Marley Mann. I had never recorded a song. I wasn't part of. Like, I didn't get down until that beef had died out already. So I wasn't in the middle of that.
You were seeing this.
I was just a fan. Yeah. Like, oh that was dope, you know.
What do you think about the MC Shan? He returned back against KRS.
I didn't understand it. I didn't know why that needed to happen. I felt like that was something that had already been gone. Water under the bridge, it was over. Water under the bridge, that's funny. I just feel like it didn't need to be a new, we didn't need to bring that battle up again. It was over. Yeah. It's done.
Tell us about your first album, Take a Look Around, in 1990. How was your man to make it?
Well, Marley Mall was, obviously he produced the album. It was a great learning time for me. I watched everything that he did. I paid attention. I took notes. I asked questions. And I learned how to make an album from watching Marley make my album and make Craig G's albums. It was me just for the first time getting a chance to see what it would be like to put myself out there on a record and see what fans would think. And it was definitely a great time for learning. That's what it was for me. It was like going to school. Yeah.
When you dropped Me and the Biz, do you know there a French MC who called MC Solar who have the same sound as you?
Same beat,
yes. Yeah. Bourgeois.
I never heard that. I never heard the Solar joint.
It was a big hit in France.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah. I never heard it.
Yeah. After you go to drop Slaughterhouse in 83, and it was one of the best albums for Eminem too. And I know you are a fan of him too.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? About this album, this concept album? It was on West Coast beats and East Coast MCing.
Yeah, to me, Slaughterhouse wasn't West Coast beats at all. Mm-hmm. We made that album in New York. It was a bunch of different producers that I had coming in with different drum sounds and loops and. Mm. It was like almost like a chronic situation because, you know, there were maybe 10 producers, you know, and everybody was adding their little bits and pieces. I got some drums. Check out this loop. Yeah. I think these hi-hats would sound good, and we collaborated and created this record. But you know, you said it was West Coast beats. I didn't really feel like Slaughterhouse was that, but it did give me an opportunity to. Mm-hmm. To do a underground dark record after being mm-hmm. after my first album, this was a darker record. So yeah, I got to just let loose.
It was more sitting on Chrome who was on West Coast beats,
right.
And it's strange because you know Idol Scratch from Brooklyn have the same West Coast feel.
Which
you know Idol Scratch.
It'll scratch.
Yeah, it'll scratch. I'll take her.
Oh, ill and I'll scratch. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. They have this type of songs also.
Yeah, yeah. This was even more to me. Their stuff was more West Coast sounding. What I tried to do on Sitting on Chrome album was mix the two together, but I didn't really use like the Dr. Dre synth sounds. I didn't use like you know those kinds of sounds, but you know we were experimenting. We were the West Coast was killing it at that time. They were selling tons of records, and you want to try to experiment and see if you can, you know, go in that lane a little bit to see if you get some more fans to check you out. Mm. That's all it was.
You take a bit of a G Tang on INC Ride. It was a classic INC Ride, and you got Coolio into, you got a lot of people. It was Conscious Daughters into.
Was it what?
Conscious Daughters at a time. We see two girls. It was Conscious Daughters from Oakland?
I don't
remember.
I don't understand the question. Ah, sorry.
No, it's not a problem. on this album, also, you got a crazy song by Ace One. Ace One was a famous famous producers.
Ace One?
Well, yeah.
Did you like his beats?
Yeah, it's crazy. Bunch of Wall, Turn It Up, it's quite crazy. You Can't Find Me. It was a crazy song, yes. Tell us about what was your mind to do the album. And at the same time, it was the West Coast song was big. And on the INC Rad, I think also about at the same time you got the album Blood and Crips, Banging on Wax.
Yeah, it was a lot.
It was a beats, it was G Funk beats, but
a lot
of shit.
A lot going on.
Yeah. So they take the Leon Haywood sample also, as you, all that. Can you tell us about this era?
Yeah, well, first let me just say, do you know what happened to Ace One?
No.
You never heard what happened to him?
No, what happened to him?
He put out an album called Disposable Arts. Mm-hmm. And then he put out an album called Long Hot Summer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, after, yes.
Yeah. I'm Ace One.
Ah, you?
I'm Ace One. That was my graffiti. That was my graffiti name.
Oh, it's an alias.
Yeah, it was an alias. That's my graffiti name. I thought everybody knew that. That's who it was because it was pretty much, you know, Ace. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think a lot few people know that.
I thought everybody knew, but it's cool. Definitely a time for me. That was really me taking over the production of my own projects more. I was making more beats at that point. I learned my equipment and I was really doing a lot of beats. And I was trying to do a record that would appeal to East Coast and West Coast at the same time. And the result was Slaughterhouse. Some people loved it. Some people didn't like it as much because they wanted me to stay pure East Coast sound. And back then you had to kind of pick a side, who you with. You with them or you with us. I just tried to do good music. And happily there's people that still love that album now.
You got DJ Unique also on this album. People in the hood.
Unique.
Check the West Coast pure sound. So.
Yep.
And also, we talk about Eminem. You was a fan of Eminem, but you know he was fan of Isham. Do you know what do you think about Isham?
Isham?
Of Detroit. He was a famous MC also.
Which song was he on? Isham.
Isham of Detroit, pioneer of Detroit, before Eminem.
I don't think I know Isham, but I can tell you this about Detroit. It's amazing the amount of talent that comes out of Detroit. Producers and MCs. I don't know what's in the water out there, but there's some really incredible, talented dudes coming out of Detroit.
Yeah.
Like, and I've been fortunate to work with a few of them. I may do a show out there soon. It'll be my first time performing there, so I hope that happens.
Got Detroit most wanted. All that.
We'll see.
Yeah. Tell us about the Disposable Arts in 2001.
Yeah.
Tell us about this album.
That was my I won't say comeback album, but that was my chance to do everything I wanted to do, say everything I wanted to say, because I thought that it would surely be my last album. So I wanted to go in the studio and make the record that I wanted to make. I didn't want to listen to a label. I didn't want anybody telling me what they thought I should make. And I said, this is going to be my last record. I want it to be exactly how I want it to be. So that was me going in the studio and every step of the way, doing every beat, every rhyme, every concept was what I wanted to do. Every skit, everything about that album was from here. And I was happy that my partners allowed me to make that record the way I wanted to make it. And that album, being my favorite of my catalog, allowed me to keep touring and putting out albums because that album was so loved by so many people.
Yeah, of course, yes. You got the song Acknowledge also with Biff, with Boogeyman. Is it clear now with him or no?
Yeah, it's been clear.
Yeah. Okay. And after you got a famous response with A Long Hot Summer. A lot of your fan base like a lot of this album also. Can you tell us about this album? You got a good sound and a lot of people love this album also.
Yeah, it was a concept record. It was connected to Disposable Arts. It was like a prequel. So the story on Disposable Arts was about my character coming out of jail and changing his life and going, trying to do something positive. So Long Hot Summer was the story before. So you give the fans a chance to find out how my character was so-called in jail in the first place. So I created that story so that those albums would forever be connected together. You have to listen to both of those albums together to get the whole story.
Yeah, like the Disposable Arts, you take the image of the sitting on chrome with it's like a
sitting on a car seat.
Yeah,
in the middle of the street with no
with
car,
chair,
no car, no rims, just on the street.
And also you got some concept album also with MF Doom.
Yeah.
Also, it was a Son of Evil. Can you tell us about? It was more focused album or intimate album.
Yeah.
So can you tell us about this?
Yeah, that album was dedicated to my mom, my mother. She had passed away in 2005, and it was a way for me to have some therapy, I guess.
Yeah.
To speak to her,
mm-hmm.
say things that I didn't get to say, and to tell my fans about my mother, mm-hmm. to tell her story a little bit, tell my story, but to tell her story too. And it was a way for me to heal, because I you know, losing her unexpectedly, that was tough for me. I had a tough time with that,
mm-hmm.
and putting this album out in 2012 allowed me to start to heal from that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You got the song "Sing I Am" with Daddy Kane into.
Yeah,
yeah,
yes. Kane and Doom.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And now we got the following season. So, how it was to work with Chuck D of PE?
Dream come true, man.
Yeah.
Like
the first time you
first
meet
time.
Him. Yeah.
No, I mean we've met before. We know each other.
Mm-hmm.
But
first time you make a song with him.
Yeah. And, you know, I didn't think he would be able to do it. I was just like, cross my fingers and ask him. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
And I reached out to him. I told him about the song. I sent him the song.
Mm-hmm.
And like, maybe 1 week, he sent me back. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is incredible. I can't believe I have Chuck D on my record. But definitely a dream come true to have somebody like that.
And the song speaks by itself. Young, black, intelligent.
Yeah, yeah.
You're smart, it's wise, intelligent, you know. can you tell us about also the song with Carmega?
Yeah.
Bang.
Yeah, Carmega. I had done a verse for Carmega for his album. So he owed me a verse, and the song Bang Bang, you know, was talking about, you know, guys coming on the bus robbing the kids coming home from school, and I needed somebody who could play that role well. Cormega being kind of a street guy, and, you know, been to jail and those kinds of things, I knew that he would fit perfect to deliver that, and he did his thing.
Mm.
Yeah.
What do you think about the hip hop now? I know so called hip hop, Zimbabwe rap and all that. I think about the golden era, a 15 years old rapper. Have dope rhymes, and now a 15 years old rapper has weak rhymes. You
see,
when you sing to Scarface or old people,
there's good rap. I'm sure there's some good 15 year old rappers out there. Like, you know, all we hear is what's on the radio, what the commercial radio, what they're pushing.
Hmm.
There's some dope kids out there. They might not be on the forefront. You probably have to search for them on YouTube. But there's some younger kids that are spitting some fire too, I'm sure. Sure.
Mm. Okay. If you got 3 hip hop albums of all time.
Ooh. Slick Rick, Great Adventures of Slick Rick. Mobb Deep, The Infamous.
Mm-hmm.
Nas Illmatic. I go with those.
And 3 5 producers?
3 producers?
Yeah.
DJ Premier, Dr. Dre, and Just Blaze.
Okay. If we get a last message to say to young people who start into hip hop.
Yeah, I just say be yourself. Rap about who you are, not don't try to say what Rick Ross is saying, or try to say what Meek Mill is saying. Be true to who you are. People will respond more to you being honest about who you are. So my message is, be who you are. Rap about things that are true in your life. Don't rap about a Maybach if you've never been inside one or saw one before. Rap about your life. That's what people will respond to.